WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports brought to you this morning by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24-7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right, and by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. There's an eight-player football varsity scrimmage going on today at Weston High School. It gets underway at 11 a.m. Williams Bay will take on Weston in eight-player football varsity scrimmage action. It's Championship Sunday coming up in hometown baseball this weekend. Arena is at Verona. We'll have the play-by-play from WRCO-FM 100.9 tomorrow, Sunday, with the pregame at 12:45, first pitch at 1 o'clock. That game was postponed from a week ago. Also, Fort Atkinson is at Evansville, Sun Prairie at Monona, and Middleton will host Ashton. Christian Yelich had two home runs among four hits. He drove in five runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers overcame a seven-run deficit to beat the Cincinnati Reds 10-8 for their club record-tying 13th victory in a row. That happened last night in Cincinnati. The Reds chased Brewer rookie Jacob Mizorowski, making his first start since July 28th. There was a seven-run second inning involved, and the Reds took an 8-1 lead, and Mizorowski took the bench. Well, Yelich homered leading off the second for Milwaukee's first run. He had an RBI double in the third before Andrew Vaughn hit his 14th home run, a three-run blast, and Bryce Terang's RBI double cut it to an 8-6 lead. Yelich had a two-run single in the fourth to tie it at 8, and then hit his 26th homer of the year in the sixth inning to give the Brewers the lead en route to a 10-8 win. Other National League finals, Pittsburgh over the Cubs 3-2, Philadelphia down Washington 6-2, Colorado won better than Arizona 4-3, and the Dodgers outlasted San Diego 3-2. American League finals, Toronto 6, Texas 5, Baltimore shut out Houston 7-0, Kansas City 3, the Chi Sox 1, Detroit a 7-0 win over Minnesota, the Athletics downed the Angels 10-3. A handful of interleague games, Atlanta 2-0 over Cleveland, Boston a 2-1 win over Miami, Seattle shut down the Mets 11-9, the Yankees got by St. Louis 4-3, and Tampa Bay 7, San Francisco 6. Be sure and join us this morning immediately following Prime Mover for Green Bay Packer football. The pregame of the Packers and the Colts at 10 o'clock. Kickoff set for noon from the Green Bay Packers Radio Network and WRCO-FM.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Five former Wisconsin women's basketball players have filed a lawsuit saying they received psychological abuse from ex-Badger coach Marissa Mosley, and that the university responded with a, quote, policy of laissez-faire in action. The lawsuit filed Friday in federal court lists the Wisconsin Board of Regents, Mosley, and former Wisconsin Associate Athletic Director for External Communications Justin Doherty as defendants. The plaintiffs are Lexi Duckett, Christina Elu, Mary Ferrito, Tara Stoffaker, and Tessa Towers. Mosley announced in March that she was resigning for personal reasons. She went 47-75 in four seasons at the helm. Teddy Bridgewater is back in the NFL just a little earlier than the well-traveled quarterback would have preferred. Bridgewater's initial plan this season was to coach Northwestern High School in Miami this fall, then explore his options of returning to the league as he did a year ago when he led the Bulls to a state title and then signed as a backup in Detroit. Instead, Bridgewater was suspended from coaching for self-reporting potentially impermissible benefits to Northwestern high school players. The 32-year-old Bridgewater still keeps in touch with the high school team, but he's also happy to be in Tampa Bay, where he brings a veteran presence to a quarterback room led by Baker Mayfield. South Carolina snuck into the Little League World Series with a 5-1 rally over the defending champs, but the club from Irmo is showing that it belongs in the tournament, thanks in part to slugger pitcher Joe Galletti. Joel threw 3 1/3 hitless innings when South Carolina made its World Series debut Thursday against Braintree, Massachusetts. With the bases loaded in the second inning, he also smoked a line drive to left center field that cleared the fence for a grand slam, giving his club an 8-0 lead en route to a 13-0 blowout. Robert McIntyre has the largest 36-hole lead in the BMW Championship in 10 years. McIntyre shot a bogey-free 64 and stretched his lead to 5 shots over Scottie Scheffler. Only the top 10 players on the leaderboard were within 10 shots of the leader. Scheffler played in the afternoon and wanted to stay in range. He had to settle for 6 pars at the end, but still played bogey-free and shot a 65. He'll be in the last group with McIntyre in the third round. Ludvig Åberg also shot a 64 and was 6 shots behind the Scotsman.